I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Ireland is not as Catholic as it used to be. The church has taken some big hits to its power and influence in Ireland in recent years. In 2015, voters decided to legalize same-sex marriage, and last month, there was that overwhelming vote to legalize abortion. But one big part of life in Ireland where the church remains very powerful is education. Around 90% of the country's schools are overseen by the church, and that includes public schools. But now there's a growing debate about that, too. Here's The World's Matthew Bell.
Emily McKenna is in her 30s. She didn't want to tell me exactly how old she is. And like just about everybody else she grew up with in County Cork, she was raised Catholic.
You went to Catholic school, too?
Yeah, there was. I mean, there really wasn't another option for us in the part of the country that we were in. I can't even think, actually, of a non-religious school in Cork. So, Catholic school, that's it. In the morning, say your morning prayer, do some lessons, have your lunch, say your prayer before meals and after, the whole lot, yeah.
Same goes for McKenna's partner. They met at 19 and have two kids now and live outside of Dublin. But Emily and Dermot stopped going to church years ago. So when they had their first child, Alice, they decided not to get her baptized. Why bother if they're not religious? At least that's what they thought at first. A couple of years later, it came time to start thinking about finding a school for Alice. At that point, McKenna says she and Dermot changed their minds about baptism.
Basically, what it came down to was, after doing our research, we decided we had better get her baptized just in case.
Just in case they couldn't find an opening in a local kindergarten. Most schools in Ireland are Catholic schools. When they fill up and start a waiting list, sometimes it's the kids who've been baptized that get priority. Usually, babies get baptized in their first 6 months or so. Emily says her daughter was already 2 years old by the time she went to a local church to ask about scheduling a baptism.
And which resulted in a parish priest coming to visit my house to ask me why I was having my child baptized.
And what did you say?
It put me in a really uncomfortable situation. I could totally understand why he came to visit and ask us why we were choosing to do this as an unmarried couple who were not churchgoers who he had never seen before. And I told him a lie, basically, we had decided that we wanted to bring Alice up in the same faith that we were brought up in.
McKenna says the whole experience made her feel like a hypocrite. She and her partner have no interest in going back to the church, but still, they went ahead and got their second child baptized too, just to boost his chances of getting a spot in the local Catholic school. Their experience is not unique. In fact, it's got a nickname, the baptism barrier, and it's come to be seen as a real problem in Ireland. The Irish education minister recently said it's unfair for publicly funded religious schools to give preference to kids from a particular denomination. And now lawmakers in Parliament are working on legislation that would put an end to the baptism barrier. But Seamus Mulconroy is sort of scratching his head over all this. He's with the Catholic Primary School Management Association.
The so-called baptism barrier only exists where a school is oversubscribed. And about 95% of our schools are not oversubscribed. And basically, we will take anybody who rocks up to the school. If Damien from the Omen arrived to a Catholic school, we take him in.
If you didn't catch the reference there, he said if Damien, the child Antichrist from the movie The Omen, walked into a Catholic school in Ireland, he'd be good. In all seriousness, Mulconroy keeps making this point. He says the real issue here is about resources, not religion, especially in Dublin.
What occurred in Dublin over the last couple of years is that there has been very rapid growth in some areas of the city, and there is a lack of school places. So one school I spoke to recently has enrolled 245 children, and there are still 111 children looking for a school place. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what religion they are. I have never met anybody who had to get their child baptized to get into a school.
It's not just baptism, though. Some people in Ireland are just not comfortable with the central role that the Catholic Church plays in public education. In many cases, the church owns the school buildings and the property where they sit. The church has influence over the curriculum, where religion classes are a daily part of learning. The law says kids don't have to attend religion classes, but in some cases, it's hard not to.
Dave Nahane, it's Misha Murin na Cowleave.
Murin na Cowleave is all about her Irish identity. She plays and sings traditional Irish music. She speaks Irish at home with her husband and their two daughters. They live in a tiny town in a rural part of southwest Ireland, though it's not really a town.
It's just a little area of houses, and it has a tiny, tiny school with about 26 students in it and two teachers.
And that school is also a Catholic school.
Well, that's kind of a given. So, yeah, it is. There's no choice.
And that's the part of her Irish heritage that na Cowleave is keen to let go of. Years ago, she and her husband decided to leave the church. She's an atheist, and she's not happy about the fact that the only school for her two girls is a Catholic school.
I don't mind them learning about Catholicism, but I don't want them to be indoctrinated. Even though they're technically allowed to sit out religion class, there's nobody to mind them when they do so because it's such a small school. They don't have the resources. It's not their fault. So I either remove them from school for that time or they are in religion class and they might be colouring, but they're still hearing.
Na Cowleave herself was baptised. She had first communion and confirmation and went to Catholic school and all the rest of it, she says. But she and her husband see themselves as a new generation of Irish people who just want to opt out of Catholicism. And they want the same for the public schools.
It's a little bit difficult. I don't want my kids to feel different. But at the same time, I have two daughters. I don't see why I should have them indoctrinated into a system that makes them feel less than. That's just not going to happen. So we have to be different and we have to be a bit troublesome.
Ireland is most certainly changing, says Seamus McConroy, and no one is more aware of that than the people who work in the Catholic schools. Right now, he says, about 15% to 20% of primary school kids were born outside of the country. Most of them are not Catholic. That's a big change. But McConroy worries that public pressure to force the Catholic Church out of the Irish education system could be short-sighted.
People underestimate the contribution that a Catholic ethos makes to education, because it is actually a very inclusive ethos and it is dedicated to service. And I think that Catholic ethos has actually served education very well and been one of the factors which has allowed the system to adapt to an extraordinary level of change over the last 20 years.
The Irish government is now asking members of the public what they think. At the end of this school year, parents around the country are being asked in a survey if they want more non-Catholic education options for their kids. For The World, Matthew Bell, Dublin.